here at SyndicatedNews.net, and we're talking to Joseph Wooten.
Yes, indeed.
He is a keyboard player for the Steve Miller Band, and he's been so since 1993. Are you with us?
I am. I'm right here.
Tell us, 1993, that's a career.
Yeah, who gets a chance to do something for darn near 20 years? And the thing that you love also, I'm pretty happy about that.
This is something you truly love?
Yeah, I've been doing it my whole life. I have brothers that play, and we grew up just like the Jackson 5, very similar to the Jackson 5. My other brothers play guitar, bass, drums, and my saxophone playing brother just passed away.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
But my little brother Victor started playing when he was 2. I started playing when I was 5, and my older 3 brothers, Roy, Rudy, and Reggie, they started playing when they were, 8, 9, and 10. And we started with the band, and we just kept going. And now everybody has their separate careers. A lot of people have heard of my little brother Victor, who plays bass with Bela Fleck and the Flecktones.
Oh, Bela Fleck, isn't he a banjo player?
Bela Fleck is a banjo player, but my little brother Victor plays bass for him, and my second to the oldest brother, Roy, plays drums.
Superb.
Yeah.
So you're one of the 5 Wooten brothers.
I am, and we're the 5 Wooten brothers from Nashville. We found out later there's some other Wooten brothers, but I believe they're from maybe Houston or something. They're from farther west. So when we got our record deal back in the early 80s, we were called the Wootens. Because there was a Wooten Brothers already that was on MCA. So
So are you back to the Wooten Brothers, or it doesn't matter because you're all known individually?
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, everybody has separate careers now. So I play with the Steve Miller Band, and Victor and Roy both play with the Flecktones. My brother Reggie is known as the teacher, and he has a bunch of students because he's the one that taught Victor to play bass and taught me to play keyboards also. So he has a bunch of students, and my middle brother, Rudy, who used to play 2 saxophones at the same time, he just passed away 2 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And now, I understand you're an artist in residence in the Nashville schools.
Yeah, I do artist in residency, and most of the time when I do it, I go up to Buffalo, New York. That's where my manager lives. And she was a teacher for 37 years. So she met me years ago and thought that I would be good at it. So she brought me up to do an artist in residency in her classroom up in Buffalo, New York. And it went so well, the city of Buffalo funds me to come up every year to do more of these artist in residency programs where I talk to students and try to give them some life skills using my life as an example. And trying to impart some of the things that I've learned coming up.
It's because you're influencing the children so well that the school absolutely will fund it because they see a tremendous benefit in what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you try to do. A lot of people have complaints about kids, and I think the thing that they forget is that, children are the fruit. And when you have problems with the fruit, you don't blame the fruit. You take a look at the tree. And grown-ups are the tree. And most of what's wrong with kids is what's wrong with adults. So I try to be one of the adults that tries to help the kids along rather than trying to place the blame on them. I try to give them a better example because most of us want to do better. And if we see a way that will make things easier and make things better for us, we'll go in that direction. And that's the responsibility of grown-ups is to give kids a better way, not just to quote-unquote hold them accountable. That's part of it, too. But if you look at children, most children wind up growing up to be some version of the grown-ups that they've seen. So I try to be a good example and try to help some of them out as opposed to just identifying what we see as the quote-unquote problem in them.
Well, thank you for taking on and assuming the role of the missing parent that's needed in so many children's lives. And I'm sure that you don't even realize how many kids you've touched that they've actually made different decisions in their lives for having met you.
That's very true. You never know. That's the value of trying to be a good example because you never know the extent of your example, of your good example that you've set. So it's important to try to be at your best at all times, because you influence people for the better and for the worse at times that you didn't expect that you were.
Now, there are two things that are very, very important that we want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph's website is Joseph Wooten. Joseph, of course, standard spelling, J-O-S-E-P-H,
mm-hmm.
W-O-O-T-E-N.com, and he's mm-hmm. building a new one, imatteryoumatter.com.
Yes.
When will that site be up?
imatteryoumatter.com is up right now. It's being renovated and given a new look. But the site is up right now, and it's a place where you can go. I built the site because so many of the influential people in our lives never get noticed. So this is a place where you can tell others about the people who are important to you and have other people see who they are. And
you're portraying people that matter.
Yes, absolutely. I'm on the site. There's some places where I've talked to some homeless people on the streets. I'll let them put their lives in their own words. Because, I mean, it's one thing to talk about homelessness. I can talk about it, but it's going to be more poignant if it comes from them. There's another spot where I just talk to just regular, everyday people about how they matter in their lives. And then there's lots of submissions of people about who matters to them. And then what you do when you sign in, you put your city and your state, and then you write about somebody, there's a map that pops up, and a dot from your city pops up on that map representing you.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Now, the next thing we've got to talk about is that you've got a Christmas party December 21st. It's at the place whose name is also its location, its address.
Right.
Third and Lindsley, spelled L-I-N-D-S-L-E-Y, and Third spelled with the number 3-R-D. Third,
yes, it is.
Ampersand Lindsley, and that's the name of the venue, and it's also its location.
And it's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ah, yes, Nashville, Tennessee. And who else will be there? Will you be headlining by yourself, or will you be there with friends?
I know there's going to be some friends there. I just solidified the date today. It's going to be December 21st. My son Jesse will be playing drums, and I'm going to make sure that my brothers come in, and we'll do a little reunion get-together. I'll have special guests. I'll have lots of original music. It's going to be a fun, inspiring, heartfelt, funky time.
It'll be Christmas time. So what songs do you have on your list for that night?
Well, I mean, this songs of mine, I'm sure I'll do Everything's Gonna Be All Right and Mouth-to-Mouth Resuscitation and... and songwriter, Soul of Freedom, probably Not Just Religion, and...
some Christmas standards?
We'll do some Christmas music, too.
Good.
We'll do some Christmas music. I know my favorite is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, so I'm sure that I'll put that in there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Joseph, I can't thank you enough for your courtesy, for taking the time. I know you have a busy day. I really appreciate your spending time with us.
This is Joseph Wooten from the Steve Miller Band, and I'm here on syndicatednews.net. This song is for anybody that has to go through anything. This song is for the one that's not the champion, the one that has been trampled on, and maybe you don't have a home. And your name is unknown. You don't get enough publicity, or you're not the right ethnicity. And maybe you don't know your mother, or not as famous as your brother. This is what you got to do. See that no one means more than you. And even when you're fed up, you got to keep your head up and say that I am here, I am here, and I matter. This song is for the struggling single mother and the chemically addicted,
the physically constricted, and the wrongfully convicted. I can't say I know your pain, I won't say that I do. But behind even the darkest clouds, there's a sky that is blue and the sun shines too. The toughest pressure makes a diamond, and that diamond is you. So even when you're down and out, from the highest mountain you shout, I am here, I am here, and I matter, yeah. And I matter. You got to say that I matter. You know that I matter. Never could dance like Michael. Can't sing like Stevie. Sometimes when I speak my truth, I swear that people don't believe me. I never could dunk a basketball. Can't rap like Ludacris at all. And sometimes it's just me and my songs, just staring at an empty wall. But this is what I got to see. See that no one means more than me. And one day when my days are numbered, headed to my final slumber, I'll say that I was here. I was here. I was here. I was here. And I met her. And you met her. Everybody gather round. Stop, hey, what's that sound? People fighting every day. Wish I could spread my wings and fly away. So I pledge allegiance to Jonah Jay. No matter how you look, whatever fate you be, and whether or not it's survival, it's all survival. I'm not sure if you agree with me, but we got to have unity. Oh yeah, we got to have unity. Check it out. The Constitution was left for dead, when it should be simple as shortening breath. Why should I even have to write this song? Cause people can't get along. So I pledge allegiance to unity. No matter how you look, whatever faith you be, and whether or not it's survival, it's our survival. I'm not sure if you agree with me, but we got to have unity. Oh yeah, unity. We got to be together. The volume and change the tone. Before we're all gone and all alone, and the future we need is never known, and the world for the broad is brought at home.
While we fight the fight, put the kids in the middle. If you need love, let your mama hold ya. But if you love your freedom, thank a soldier. So we can pledge allegiance to unity. No matter how you look, whatever faith you be, and whether or not it's a